You're listening to Artbeat on RTR FM 92.1. I'm Beck Bowman and I'm speaking now with Annette Carmichael of Annette Carmichael Projects. She's based in Denmark and she is behind a new, very unique dance and travel event that is happening in March. It's called The Stars Descend. It is a way of connecting community, contemporary dance and the environmental and cultural significance of the Southwest region. Annette, welcome.
Thank you, Beck. Hi.
Hi. Hi. Annette, there is so much happening in this one event, The Stars Descend. Tell me about what exactly we can expect to see if we go on this self-drive kind of tour and check things out.
Yes, well, it's a huge thing. So it's one story told over five chapters that starts in Woodichup, Margaret River, and ends in Kalgoorlie, Gagala. And it's a contemporary story that's been made in consultation with scientists and elders and artists and all kinds of people that live in five different communities along what's called the Gondwana Link, which is a 1,000-kilometre wildlife corridor we're trying to protect and restore.
So I've never heard of the Gondwana Link before.
Well, that's the whole point of this project, is to talk about climate hope and to talk about how there are things that are happening on the ground to restore habitat and to bring about positive change for the climate. And Gondwana Link is leading the way. So they work with private landowners, on the ground, ecological groups, to create this 1,000-kilometre wildlife corridor that combines national parks, state reserves, and then private landowners restoring farmland to create a habitat for animals, for birds, for plants to self-seed. So it's a really important initiative, and I've joined forces with them with a massive team of artists to create The Stars Descend, this big dance performance.
I guess when we think about art that's happening in Denmark and protecting the southwest, we often think about that kind of corridor down from Bulu to Denmark going through Margaret River. This is taking it eastwards. Towards the desert.
Yeah.
So it's really, when we talk about a unique self-drive travelling experience, we're not just talking about like hopping on the highway and going to Margs for the weekend. We're really like getting in there and maybe even taking a tent along.
That's right. And it takes you to, the story goes to Fitzgerald Biosphere, which is near Ravensthorpe. And that's a biodiverse hotspot. It's a rarity in the world. It has like 800 different species that only exist there in terms of flora and fauna. And a lot of people don't know about it. And so the intention of the project is just to bring people and bring their imagination and their awareness to these very, very important places and understand them and care for them.
So
and you don't have to do the whole journey. You can just do, you know, a single chapter. Each chapter is a 45-minute performance that's created especially for that place with the people of that place.
So how does the performance or the contemporary dance tie in with self-driving? Are there just dancers standing on the side of the road ready for us?
I mean, that's a brilliant idea. So over 16 days, if you did decide to see all five chapters, there's a chapter, the chapters are clustered around the weekend. So on Friday the 17th, for instance, you would watch chapter one in Woodichup, Margaret River, and then chapter two happens in Northcliff on the Sunday. And so, no, there's unfortunately not people dancing on the highway in between. You have to drive to these specially selected locations. And for instance, in Northcliff, the dance happens in this beautiful peppermint grove that is backgrounded by the Barara Forest, which is the forest that the people of Northcliff have protected from fire and from deforestation over many, many, many years. And the performance celebrates the incredible beauty of the orchids that live there. And that's in Chapter 2 in Northcliff.
Mm. Northcliff is down near
Hammond Bay. Yeah, not far from Margaret River. Yeah, a couple of hours from Margaret River. Yeah.
So people can kind of choose which parts of the drive that they take in, depending on how much time they've got to devote to it.
Yeah, that's right. And so the totally dedicated will make their way to Kalgoorlie, to Kakula Park, which is a park that exists on the edge of the Great Western Woodlands. And those woodlands are the largest temperate forest in the world. And the story ends there with this great cacophony of birds. And it's a sound design created by Jean-Michel Majorne, and there's dancing happening there in this park, in that, you know, beautiful red dirt that we know of Kalgoorlie. And that's where the story ends.
How does dance help us to connect with nature?
Well, dance has this way, especially contemporary dance, of expressing emotion that's deep inside us. And as an artist that works a lot with community development and with different communities, you know, that feeling that you belong or you want to belong in the natural world, dance helps evoke that. And I think either the community that's performing it or their friends and family and the people that are watching them, they can feel that connection. And sometimes we can't verbalize it, but we know it when we see it. And so that sense of being really connected to the ground and to the country helps us, you know, prioritize the care of it, which is what this project's all about.
I've seen these photos online of people kind of leaning their heads on each other's shoulders out in the wheat belt or out in the bush.
Yeah. It's all about the interconnectedness of us, and that it takes many, many of us to care for the natural world. And in that photo, which is taken with the community of Porongrup, which is the Porongrup Range, is an ancient granite range. And those people in that photograph that are going to perform are the people that are restoring Twin Creeks Conservation Reserve. So they're planting the plants there, all different ages. You know, our oldest performer is over 70, our youngest is 14. And that image of them all resting on each other, yeah, it's this sense of us all relying on each other, but also participating together in rehabilitation work, in climate action, and that in itself brings us hope.
This intergenerational interdependence.
Yeah, that's it, totally. I hope people will come and just see that all in action. And the act of art making and performing is very much you know, a thing where we rely on each other, we take risks, we show vulnerability, and that all happens inside this project, and that's good for us and good for inspiring everyone to do more to care for the world.
So how can people find out more about the Stars Descend, the travel itinerary, the different chapters, the different locations?
Yeah, you can go to heartlandjourneys.com.au. Heartland Journeys is a website that our partner GondwanaLink have created, and on there you'll find information about the Stars Descend and then also this beautiful itinerary that they have put together with lots of tourism providers across the southern part of WA, and it really helps you as an audience member understand how incredibly biodiverse and important southern Western Australia is.
Sounds Annette, good. Thank you so much for letting us know about this project. It sounds like a lovely adventure to take over the next month or so. Definitely, if you're interested, check out The Stars Descend and Gondwana Link for more information. We'll also have that up on our website as well. Annette, thank you again and have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Beck. Thanks, everyone.
That was Annette Carmichael talking about The Stars Descend. You can find out more by looking up The Stars Descend and Gondwana Link. It's a self-drive experience where you get to see different contemporary dance performances along the way. They're not just going to be standing on the side of the road waiting for you, unfortunately. You do have to go and check out the different locations and times that those performances are going to be happening.